like a guess. Mommy says Moncito could very well be that old and still be as small as I am. Poor kids who don't get good nutrition just don't grow. Even though we are on a budget, Mommy gives Moncito a big tip for his family to buy food for Christmas. She also gives him several pairs of Mundine's old trousers that probably won't fit Moncito until he's 18. Or maybe never. On the way back from the mercado, we drive slowly to look at all the sights. The roads are crowded. It seems as though everyone has come to the capital to see the decorations at the palace. A life-size nativity scene has been set up on the lawn below the towering statue of El Jefe on his horse. It looks as if those shepherds and camels, and even Mary and Joseph, have come all the way from Bethlehem just to see him. We make a quick stop at Wimpy's to pick up one apple to put in the mouth of the roasted pig and a few dates for the delicious bread pudding, budín de pan, we always eat on Christmas Day. Luxuries for Nochebuena, Mommy explains. I keep my eyes open for tennis shoes, but there don't seem to be any for sale. Papi disappears to the back office with the owner, whose nickname, Wimpy, is also the name of his store. He's a former Marine who came to the country with an occupation force years back, but once the troops left, he stayed on, marrying a rich Dominican lady and opening his successful grocery store. He has bulgy muscles with a tattooed eagle on his right arm. Sometimes he'll flex for us kids, and the eagle looks like it's flapping its wings. When we're ready to leave the store, Poppy is not with us. It turns out he's already outside in the parking lot, standing by the trunk of our car, one foot on the fender, smoking a cigarette and